14 in Vrindavan, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15, Verse Number 15, in Vrindavan Dham. You should see if the volume is up enough. Some people are complaining they can't hear anything. Check and see if the volume is up.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Obijana Vala Bhagiri Varadhari. Yasodhanandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamunati Ravanachari. Yamunati Ravanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Sarva Sashtabdi Piyusha, Sarva Vedika Satfala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya, Sarva Logega Drikrapada, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimada Bhagavatam Prabho, Kali Dvandurata Aditya, Sri Krishna Parivartita, Padamananda Pataya, Prema Varshaksharayate, Sarvata Sarvisevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostate, Madega Bandho Madsangin, Madhugurur Madmahadana, Madhnistataka Madhabhagya Madhananda Namostate Asadu Sarada Dhyan Adinitru Chataraka Hanamo Chakada Chanamam Prem Narutkanta Yaspura Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. No. Manasvino Nirjata Diggajendra. Manasviro Nirjata Diggajendra. Mameti Sarve Bhuvi Baddhavaira. Mameti Sarve Bhuvi Baddhavaira. Mrde Sairan Na Tu Tad Vrajanti. Mrde Sayan Na Tu Tad Vrajanti. Yan Nyasta Dando Gatavairo. Abhyati Yanasta Dando Gatavairo Bhyati. Yanasta Dando Gatavairo Bhyati. Manasvino Nirjata Digajendra.
Mameti sarve bhuvi badavaira. Mude shari sairan natu tad vrajanti. Yanyasta dando gatavairo biati. Manasvino nirjata digajendra. Mameti sarve bhuvi badavaira. Mrde shari sairan natu tad vrajanti. Yanyasta dando gatavairo biati. Manasvano nirjata digajendra. Miti sarve bhuvi badavaira. Mide sariya. Nastadamdo gatavaira vyadi. Manasvano nirjata digajendra. Miti sarve bhuvi badavaira. Mide sariyan tutat vrajanti. Yasta dando gatavaira vyadi. Maharajis, Manasvano nirjata digajendra. Mameti sarve bhuvi badavaira. Mrde sariyan natu tad vrajanti. Yanyasta dando gatavaira vyadi. Maharajis, Manasvano nirjata digajendra. Mameti sarve bhuvi badavaira. Mude sariyan natu tad vrajanti. Yanyasta dando gatavaira vyadi. Manasvano nirjata digajendra. Mameti sarve bhuvi badavaira. Mrde sariyan natu tad vrajanti. Tadanto gatavaira vyadi. Synonyms: Manasvina. Very great heroes, mental speculators. Manasvina is greatly speculating. Nirjata digajendra, who have conquered many other heroes as powerful as elephants. Mama, my land, my country, my family, my community, my religion. Anything my. My land, my country, my family, my community, my religion. Iti, thus. Sarve, all. Great political, social, religious leaders. Bhuvi, in this world. Badavaira, who have created enmity among themselves. Mride, in battle. Sayiran, fall dead on the ground. Na, not. Tu, but. Tat, the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prajanti, approach. Yat, which. Nyastadanda, a sannyasi. Gatavaira, who has no enmity throughout the whole world. Abhyati, attains that perfection. Translation purport by Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There were and are many political and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power, yet due to their ignorance in believing that the land is theirs, they fight one another and lay down their lives in battle. They're not able to take up the spiritual path accepted by those in the renounced order. Although they are big heroes and political leaders, they cannot take to the path of spiritual realization. Purport. Big political leaders might be able to conquer equally powerful political enemies, but unfortunately they cannot subdue their strong senses, the enemies that always accompany them. Not being able to conquer these nearby enemies, they simply try to conquer other enemies, and ultimately they die in the struggle for existence. They do not take to the path of spiritual realization and become sannyasi. Sometimes these big leaders take up the disguise of a sannyasi and call themselves Mahatmas, but their only business is conquering their political enemies. Because they spoil their lives with the illusion of this is my land and my family, quote, they cannot progress spiritually and obtain liberation from the clutches of Maya. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasiddhi Bhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Supadam Ulay Gyanam Param Paramaya Krishna Sudharma Chuktam Dandasta Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste. Samasara dukkha jaladau patitasya kama krodari nakramakorai kavali kritasya durvashana nikaritasya narasrayasya chaitanya chandrama matehi badavalambam jaladara shashivarno gopavesha kishoro sahachara ganavindai kridama navrche sho natabara jitave sho nilapitam varadyo chakata janana he to ramakrishna to asmi Panchakopa Turubhyascha Kripasanubhivacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Jayadvaita Maharaj mentioned something very interesting. He said, we don't need more renunciates. We need grandfathers and grandmothers. That's what we need. It's pretty good. Basically, renunciation means anywhere you see it, you should accept it. Just like there's one sadhvi who is distributing books here in Vrindavan. And when I saw her, I know her and her kids. She said, I asked, how's her children? She says, well, they are what they are. Tells me everything. Then I said, which ones are you proud? And she said, two. She had eight kids. Two out of eight. It's not worth it. Nothing is worth it for you guys. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they may improve and I'm not waiting for them. That is vairagya. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they may improve and I'm not waiting for them. So what's nice is that vairagya, here basically Vrindavan is the place to come in old age. Now what about the preaching? So they may ask, you can stay in your Prabhu Detadesh and preach, but you shouldn't die there, that's for sure. Should come to Vrindavan to leave your body. Or to the Dhammas, you know. Like some people like Mayapur, you know. Like that. Go to the Dhammas. And if you're Indian, then Puri, you know, then Puri will work, you know, like that. If you don't know the local language, then Mayapur or Vrindavan. One should set up one's place and leave one's body there. Set up your infrastructure and leave your body there. Anyone who does, like tomorrow night, we're going to do all-night Ekadasi in Vrindakun. Anybody who does Ekadasi in Vrindavan, you're born, you die, you take initiation in Vrindavan, you're liberated. Basically, it didn't matter your background. You could have been a prostitute or a murderer or whatever. If you did fasting and Jagran on Ekadasi, you're liberated anyway. Pretty cool. One shloka that's really heavy, basically scare the hell out of you and then give you some instruction you'll never forget. So, to have sex with your mother is good. To kill Brahmins and eat the flesh of cows is good, but not to eat an Ekadasi. Basically, it's over 24 hours. If you're forced to, you can do Kalpavas. And it says medicine, ghee, fruits, the order of a Brahmin, the order of a spiritual master doesn't wane one's fast. So if you're forced to, you can do so. Medicine, that's crucial, like insulin or something like that. It's a question of life and death. You have to take your medicine. So that medicine can be taken. Non-crucial medicine, just throw it away and give it up for 24 hours. You can take it later. You know, like that. It's not such a big deal. Because as soon as you compromise on Ekadasi, where's the end of compromisation? You'll continue to compromise, you know? It's like Nirjal is good, except when it's blazing hot, you know? There was one devotee I know that had colon cancer. I was the first one who gave him a donation to come to the Dhamma. So after 2 days, they stopped. Him and who he had enough for him and his servant to come to Vrindavan. So he came to Vrindavan, Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi, Pandav Nirjal time. So it's blazing hot. It's June, you know. It's like 40 degrees, 45 degrees in the shade, you know. So he went down Saprava's room, got some ice cream, and came back to Prithi's ashram. So he was thinking, if I could just have a day without pain, then I could leave my body and think of Krishna. So on a Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi, he woke up at 6 o'clock and he goes, hey, there's no pain. Maybe today's the day. Sure was, 11 o'clock. The problem was he didn't have his papers together. So on a Saturday, his servant had to run to Delhi to the Ukraine ambassador to call Simferopol, his mother, and get permission to burn his body. And then, so they didn't come back for 2 days. In the meantime, his body's stinking up the heavens, you know. They put it on blocks of ice, you know, like that. So now they tell people, if you're going to come to Vrindavan and leave your body, get your papers together. So there was a godbrother who left his body in Mayapur, of an aggressive spinal cancer. He's going to live in Vrindavan. There was an Avaduta godbrother I know, really Avaduta, and he threw his passport in the Ganga. He was a Brit, British guy, and he threw his passport in the Ganga. Poor. And so the managers were really afraid when he gave up his body because they thought they were going to get in trouble for harboring a foreigner without a visa. But they signed off on his papers, you know. He's a Baba. All right. And they just signed off his papers and let him go. Krishna protected him, you know. The manager sighed a sigh of relief. Krishna protects his devotees, you know. And it was interesting. When he left his body, he told his wife from St. Petersburg, he goes, there, there's shiny people on the balcony. I don't see them. You don't see them? And they left his body. Interesting. Like that. one should do. Now, another thing is this shloka is referring to about many political and powerful and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power. Due to their ignorance and believing the land is theirs, they fight one another and lay down their lives in battle. They're not able to take the spiritual path accepted by those in a renounced order. Although they're big heroes and political leaders, they can't take to the path of spiritual realization. One should do so. It was funny. In a morning walk in Juhu in Bombay, then Prabhupada told one man, "You're sufficiently old. You should preach Bhagavad Gita. Take sannyas and preach Bhagavad Gita." "You're right, Swamiji. I should ask my wife." "What do you mean you're going to ask your wife?" "She's going to say, what have you done for me? You know, what do you mean you're going to ask?" If she's renounced, then she'll let her husband go. Who needs a guy, you know? Who needs a guy, you know, like that? It's interesting stuff. I want to give some quotes from Bhumi Gita. In the 12th canto, chapter 3, when Bhumi Devi is speaking, it's called Bhumi Gita. The statements of the song of the earth planet. So we'll give that to the devotees here. It's pretty cool. Bhumi Gita is interesting. It mentions basically the same thing. In Chaitanya Chandramatam, pathetic are the followers of Vedic rituals. Pathetic are the practitioners of severe austerity. Pathetic are the dull-witted fools whose mouths have blossomed with the words, "I am Brahman." Why we lament for these animals in the guise of men intoxicated by the taste of things other than Krishna? Alas, they have not tasted even a drop of the nectar of Lord Gaura. This is from Chaitanya Chandramatam, Shloka 32. In this section, that the author criticizes those who are not devotees of Lord Chaitanya. He also has another verse where he criticizes himself, where he says, "To hell with my accepting sannyas ashram." Like this. It says, Lord Chaitanya is distributing the nectar to everybody, and not a drop has touched me. How has this calamity happened? Very interesting verse, you know. Bhumi Gita is cool. It says, seeing the kings of this earth busy and trying to conquer the earth herself laughed. Just see how these kings, who actually playthings in the hands of death, are desiring to conquer me. Text 2. Great rulers are men, even those who are learned, meet frustration and failure because of material lust. Driven by lust, these kings play grace, hope, and faith in the dead lump of flesh called the body, even though the material frame is as fleeting as bubbles of foam and water. Shloka 3 and 4. Kings and politicians imagine, first of all I'll conquer my senses and mind, then I'll subdue my chief ministers, rid myself of the thorn pricks of my advisors, citizens, friends, and relatives, as well as the keepers of my elephants. This way I will gradually conquer the entire earth. Because the hearts of these leaders are bound by great expectations, they fail to see death waiting nearby. Shloka 5. After conquering all the land in my service, these proud kings forcibly enter the ocean to conquer the sea itself. What is the use of their self-control, which is aimed at political exploitation? The actual goal of self-control is spiritual liberation. Basically, this is mentioned, I think, in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 13, the instructions when Prahlad meets a perfect person doing a jagarvritti, the activity of a python. And Prahlad Maharaj asks him, "How did you become so fat?" You know, the thing about it, a python, it just sits on the path and eats whatever comes. So a jagarvritti means accepting gain which comes of its own accord. Madhavendra Puri did that. Gopal came to him in the form of a coward boy and said, "What are you doing here? What kind of austerities are you performing? If you don't have something to eat, you can get from me. Otherwise, you know, I'll give whatever they require, and or you can call out our name." You know, so that's an interesting thing. And then in Shloka 27, it says, Shloka 28, it says there that the real happiness is spiritual happiness, which comes from that which giving up all material enjoyment. They said, seeing what they're getting, I'm thinking about what they're getting, you know. So it's interesting. What you're getting is one thing, and thinking about it, what you're getting is another thing. It's interesting. So Apsami Samvishan, I'm entering into dreaming state, contemplating what they're getting. It's interesting stuff. Although in the past great men and their descendants have left me, departing from this world in the same helpless way they came into it, even today foolish men are trying to conquer me. Text 7. For the sake of conquering me, materialistic persons fight one another. Fathers oppose their sons and brothers fight one another because their hearts are bound to possessing political power. 8. Political leaders challenge one another. All this land is mine. It is not yours, you fool. Thus they attack one another and die. Shloka 9-13. Kings such as Prithu Pururava, Gadi Nahusa Bharata, Kartaviri Arjun, Mundata, Sagara, Rama, Katvanga, Dunduhua, Raghu, Trinabindu, Yayati, Saryati, Santanu, Gaya, Bhagirath, Kushalayashva, Kutkutusta, Naishada, Nriga, Hiranyakasipu, Pitra, Ravana, who made the whole world lament, Namutri, Shambhara, Boma, Hiranyaksha, and Taraka, as well as many other demons and kings, possess great powers of control over others, were all full of heroic knowledge, heroic, all-conquering and unconquerable. Nevertheless, O mighty Lord, they live their lives intensely trying to possess me. The kings were the subject of the passage of time. Reduce them all to mirror historical accounts. None of them can perfectly establish the rule. 14. Shukadev Goswami said, Almighty Parikshit, I related to you the narration of all these great kings, spread their fame throughout the world and then departed. My real purpose was to teach transcendental knowledge and renunciation. Stories of kings lend power and opulence to these narrations, but are not in themselves constitute the ultimate aspect of knowledge. Person who desires pure devotional service to Lord Krishna should hear the narrations of Lord Uttama Shloka's glorious qualities, the constant chanting of which destroys everything inauspicious. The devotee should engage in such listening in regular daily assemblies and should also continue hearing throughout the day. So basically, that's the Bhumi Gita was basically from Shloka number 14 above in 12:3-14. That's basically Bhumi Gita. Although the whole chapter is dedicated to her, but basically that's it. So we'd like to speak a little bit about Kartik. There are five limbs of Kartik: giving in charity, accepting some vows, offering a deepa to the Supreme Lord or Tulsi Rani, like that. And it actually, see, it mentions about Because basically the good old days when there wasn't electricity, they used deepums to give light. And one who gives a deepum gets basically all their desires fulfilled. It's pretty good. Nowadays they have electricity, but electricity is like government electricity is Ayaram Gayaram. Rama's coming, Rama's going. You know, it's but if you give a lamp to Tulsi Rani or like to Krishna during Kartik, then it's inexhaustible. Your benefit is inexhaustible. So then another one is all-night vigil. So I asked Fakir Mohan, who is a Sanskrit, retired Sanskrit professor from Utkal University. He's 92 years old. How do they do it in the old days? He would describe how it is. So basically it means during the Kartik they'll do like Falahari, they'll eat fruits and be as spiritual as they can. Sleep 2-3 hours a day, you know, like that. That's what, because Kartik means to give yourself to Radha Damodar. And like that. So that's what they do. Give in charity, offer a deepam, make some vows, and Jagaran. And all-night vigil. These are different aspects of Kartik Vrata. So, like Agma Tattva told me that, don't eat rice unless you know you're going to go to sleep. In the morning, eat fruits. Like that. He was a funny guy. You know? He's a funny guy. He told me one story from Shiva Purana about Kumbhudara, one Ganam, one associate of Lord Shiva that has a belly like a pot belly. So Lord Shiva, in the form of a bhikshu, he had a skull on his hand. And until he got donations in the skull to fill the skull up, it would stay in his hand. So Annapurna Devi saw him and gave him donation, and it covered the skull. So his skull fell off. She goes, you know, you're really nice. I'd like to marry her. And he said, can you feed my associates? I'm Annapurna Devi. I can feed the entire universe. Yeah, let's see if you can feed one of my gunners. So he sent Kumbhudara to her, and he finished the whole go-down. She was shocked. Finished up the whole go-down. It was described. Kumbhudara's kneecap high had a pot. If anybody gave a donation to the skull, then it would come out of the mouth, and Kumbhuda would open his mouth. And he did. He needed, you know, finished everything off. You know, big pot belly, the kneecap high. You know, I did. Admatabha told me a kneecap high. You know, funny story. You know, one should try his best to preach and be renounced. That is the idea. And renunciation, it's not only. It's old people. Getting realization from them. Just like in Dubai, they asked me, how can we teach Krishna consciousness to our kids? And I said, let them see death. You know, when they're on their vacation, they see their grandparents and grandmothers, you know, how they're struggling. Then those kids will be straight laced for a few months at least. It's interesting stuff. One should see as much as possible. And therefore, some devotees like they do hospice care, because taking care of old people when they're leaving the body, they develop a lot of realizations. When everything is being ripped away from them, there's a lot of realizations. Just like my god sister Mula Prakriti left her body in Vrindavan. So I wrote Sangeeta Mataji, registered nurse, who wrote a book about hospice care, about like that. How did it go? She goes, oh God, we had like 3 people serving her. It was just like the whole sky opened up to let this devotee in. It was pretty good. Then afterwards, I had jaundice for like 10 days. I couldn't get up from the bed. Then I went back to be with my husband in Philadelphia. She told me that story. Pretty cool. Mula Prakriti had a good sense of humor. People, when are you coming back to Vraj? And he goes, well, if I kick this cancer, I'll be back in 6 months. And if I don't kick this cancer, I'll be back in 6 months. That's what happened, because it takes about 6 months to wane away the body, the cancer to wane the body away, the muscles of the body, you know, the organs, the muscles of the body. It takes about 6 months. Like that. One should serve Tulsi Rani. when my godbrother was leaving his body in Mayapur in 2006, then I remembered this shloka from Garuda Purana, Sarodhara, that said that wherever there is the shadow of Tulsi Devi, then there is no pain. Difficult to give by giving gifts. So I put it, to test this effectiveness of the Sanskrit, I put a small Tulsi Rani above him. So I was reading Chaitanya Bhagavat to him. So then, you know, they have to take this small Tulsi Rani out to swap her with other Tulsi's water like that. So in the meantime, his pain came back. And when they brought Tulsi Rani there, the pain left. Proven the Sanskrit. The Sanskrit's right. You know, I haven't tested it with some lady that's pregnant lady that's giving birth to a child. Probably it will destroy, it will make labor pains go away. You know, they can, some people can test that out. You know, likely it's pretty good. There's one lady that had ghostly haunted. Then keep Tulsi Rani nearby. In Alachua, there was somebody, you know, knock on the door. Hurry, bowl. You know, I thought it was the Ukrainian devotee taking me to Mangalore. I'm ready. You know, you look out the window. You look at your watch, it's midnight. You look out the window, nobody. You look out the front door, nobody. You know, Happened two nights in a row. And so then I asked him, did anybody die? He goes, about 10 years ago, somebody committed suicide about 2 miles from here. Yeah, a devotee ghost, you know. So then I brought Tulsi Rani in, and there was no ghost after that, you know. If you feel ghostly haunted, keep Tulsi Rani in there. And then if the ghost still comes, put the Tulsi above the body, the shade above the body. If it still comes, then tolerate. It's probably less than before, you know. What can you do? So real renunciation means to love Krishna, develop love for Krishna in the wake of the previous acharyas, sadhu marganu gamanam, to follow the previous acharyas, and also to develop love in their footsteps, and developed attachment from everything in the material world. Because everything is going to be ripped away from you. Might as well become detached from it. You can't keep it forever. Might as well be detached from it. Like this. It's interesting. Even if a sannyasi is attached to his danda and his kamandalu and his cloth, that is considered to be maya. You know? So it's interesting. When Narmada Goswami, his disappearance day is coming up, the day after Prabhupada's disappearance day, I put him in his samadhi. He was interesting. He was easily 25 years older than us. In BBT days, he was called Papa. You know, he was our father, you know. What to do? One guy was complaining that Papa was giving him a hard time. He goes, he's Papa. He's our father. What to do? You know, everything. Our father does everything. And he was pretty good, you know. But he had some strong tapasya. And I didn't know that he must have picked it up in Dwarka when he was there. He was there, visited there 3 times, staying in the place where Arjuna stayed when he kidnapped Subhadra Devi. It's an interesting place. And he picked up mood, you know, of the, how to leave his body. And I still don't understand it, how he did it. But when Bhagavatam says, when the body becomes old, you reduce the food intake. You know, so he basically fasted his way out of the body. Gopal Krishna Maharaj was trying to convince him. And when Gopal Krishna Maharaj would come, he would eat a little something. Then when Gopal Krishna Maharaj would leave, he would give it up. And he fasted his way down to skin and bones. And I was shocked because I knew him. He was big and muscular like that. Then on his first death anniversary, when he left his body, I said, why don't you take some juice and stay with us? And he goes, somebody brought me some juice. Hey, I want out. You pray to Krishna to take me this Kartik. I want out. You know, he fasted his way. So the hospice care people from Bhaktivedanta Hospital came to serve him the night before. And they said, you know, he's got a systolic of 40. You know what that means? No, I'm a layman. If you have a systolic, a blood pressure of 50, you cannot live. He's been maintaining 40 for 10 hours. Do you know what that means? No. It means he's kicking the Atma out of his body. He was a wrestler. Then on his first death anniversary, some wrestlers came from his village in Nellore and Andhra Pradesh to pay him homage. He was a grappler when he was in high school. I didn't know that he was a wrestler. Interesting stuff, you know. He was extremely determined devotee, and one should be like that. One should be extremely determined, you know. And when the time comes, he says, I have 10 diseases headed by Parkinson's fighting for supremacy. I want out. You tell Krishna, you please pray to Krishna to take me this Kartik, you know. I want out. He told me it was very interesting stuff, you know. It's very interesting stuff. One has to be fully determined. And that's what Dham Vas means. One has to be very determined. There was a girl that left her body in Mayapur. She was from South America. She had muscular... she had MS disease. And she couldn't dance. And on Purnima, then her husband was serving her. Priyali, anything I can do to help you out? Because Krishna's come and telling me to dance. I don't know what to do. Then she was smiling later on. Priyali, anything I can do for you? Because Radha's now come. She says, you can ignore Krishna, but you can't ignore me. Now come on, dance, you know. She had muscular, she had MS. She couldn't dance. It must have been referring to her spiritual body, you know. And she left her body on Ras Purnima. In Mayapur, pretty good. All the GBC was hailing that as great example of victory, that everybody can get victory in the holy place. Basically, that's what renunciation means. When the kids are married and grown up, then come with your spouse to the holy dham and live there. First 10 years of life, you're available for your children. And the next 10 years of life, you're not even externally aware. You cut off your email, you cut off your full mobile phone, you're not accessible. Nobody knows where in the hell you are. And leave their body, you know, in the holy place. That's really renunciation. All right, so we'll stop here. Is there any questions so we can serve the devotees? Doesn't look we have any. Come on, gang. There's over 100 people here. If you have a question, you have a relationship. And if you don't have a question, what is your relationship? The Sanskrit word manishanam and manu. Manishanam means intelligent, and manu means human being. So if you don't have a question, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a human being? It's interesting stuff. Oh, he's got one. Whoa. Hey, there's no wireless mic anywhere. Read the translation again. There were and are many political and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power, yet due to their ignorance and believing the land is theirs, they fight one another and lay down their lives in battle. They're not able to take up the spiritual path accepted by those in the renounced order. Although they're big heroes and political leaders, they cannot take to the path of spiritual realization. It's interesting. Before Prabhupada became a sannyasi in 1922, before he became a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a follower of Gandhi. So Gandhi used to say, simple living and high thinking. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, and not high living with no time to think. with no time to think, because you're busy paying for it. Or kya? Come on, gang. There's nothing happening here. The thing about it is that everybody has some renunciation.
At their time, I can't make a sale today. You know, so many dandas are available, come and take it. Danda is not for sale. Even after taking renunciation, there are problems after.
Yeah, there's always going to be problems after renunciation. Yeah, there is. Basically, one has to take inspiration from your sannyas guru and from other devotees. Basically, it's like an ashram is basically a service role. You're the servant of the devotees. So one should try to serve the devotees in any ashram. One should try to help people. So some people may think that they're not ready for renunciation. Like that, but for the preaching work, it will improve the preaching work, and it's not bad, you know, for some people. Plus, you never bhaktatvam, becoming a devotee, brahmanatvam, becoming a brahmana, sannyasatvam, becoming a sannyasi. You never attain it, because as soon as you approach it, it becomes bigger, it becomes greater. So you never achieve it. You know? And also the Sannyasa Yoga chapter of Bhagavad Gita is the last one, 18th chapter. It's pretty good, you know. How to become renounced. So that's described in the 18th chapter, pretty good. One can get a lot from that chapter, you know. And Arjuna was saying in Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 19, that now I'm remembering the instructions that Krishna gave to me, you know, in Bhagavad Gita. And he said, there were so many great warriors that I couldn't defeat. It's only because Krishna was there with me, I was able to defeat all these great warriors. And then, so basically, everything is to be offered to Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So everything and anyone should be offered to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. One has to see the renunciation in everybody. You know, like that. That's good. And renunciation is not bad if the preaching improves. If the preaching doesn't improve, then one can give that up. There are other people that do that. That do that. It's not bad to take it up. To take it up, specifically when time comes. Now, when will you become? You know, you can't, you know, become renunciate, because it's always improving. When can you come? You're accepting it for preaching work, but when do you become renounced? You know, you never become renounced as much. You know, you can always increase it, always improve, always learn from different people. And become better and better and better at doing what you're doing, you know, like that. But for preaching work, we accept it. It's accepted for preaching work. Or yeah. That's it. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.